Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, let's turn code Tuesday. It's the 16th day of January. No, it ain't. Yeah, January, man. Tell you. 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask for the conference room you want, and that will be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 42 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a blistering high of 44 degrees today, and I'm not complaining again. But we do have, like, I'm seeing 3 days of snow coming up here. And I know that it has to happen, but the days are getting longer. The days are getting, Jalapeno keeps reminding us, the days are getting longer, closer to spring. I guess that's all we have to reach for. Let's see what we have here on the itinerary. New California declares independence from rest of state. Wow. This is from CB. Anyway, we're going to get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Oh, you're going to take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, New California declares independence from rest of state. I've heard of the Jefferson movement, and this seems what this is about. I told you I'd been listening to these, the good old boy, Masonic Dirty Church Cabal Ranchers and what might have you. They want to take over, you know, get all the state bureaucracies back under their control. And this is supposed to be a good thing for the world, you know, because we'd be better off with our old masters than our new, I guess, is the implication. This is from CBS News. It was sent in by Gray Rider for discussion on From the Trenches, WorldReport.com. With the reading of their own version of the Declaration of Independence, founders of the state of New California took the first steps to what they hope will eventually lead to statehood. To be clear, they don't want to leave the United States, just California. Well, you are California. And you're going to keep calling yourself California, or New California. Oh. Well, it's been ungovernable for a long time. High taxes, education, you name it. And we're rated around 48th or 50th from a business climate and standpoint in California, said founder Robert Paul Preston. The state of New California would incorporate most of the state's rural counties, leaving the urban coastal counties to the current state of California. There's something wrong when you have a rural county such as this one, and you go down to Orange County, which is mostly urban, and it has the same set of problems, and it happens because of how the state is being governed and taxed. Preston said the state is, you know, declared itself a communist stronghold in the United States. I mean, the violations to the Bill of Rights are too numerous to enumerate at this point in the ballgame. the fact that it's a rogue. I mean, it's rogue, and it's as rogue as Connecticut and New Jersey, and we're going to see the reciprocity in this new state of California. Is just, I mean, what a bunch of crock of shit. Oh, I mean, this is, it pisses me off, man. There's only one way this is going to be fixed, and the people out there who go, oh, I just got these fortunes and shit we're sitting on, and we're not hurting at all, so, you know, we'll form a new state for our own little cabals and our cliques and collectives, and, you know, everything will be hunky-dory. We don't have any problem with the Bill of Rights being suspended, with the injunctions on it, and removal of the common law courts, and the draconian laws. It's just, you know, that money thing. It's that mammon thing. But unlike other separation movements in the past, the state of New California wants to do things by the book. We're going to follow. This is the same thing. The Bundys, all of this shit. It's all, we within the government, we just got to fix it back till it's good again. It ain't nothing good about it, and it never will be good again until it's cleared completely out and the Bill of Rights is reinstated and the people decide what kind of goddamn government they want for a change. But unlike others, okay, by the book, citing Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution and working with the state legislature to get it done, similar to the way West Virginia was formed. So like I said, this is no movement for the Bill of Rights or for what's been taken or any of this shit. It's just to get the right elites in control of the right bureaucracies. Yes, we have to demonstrate we can govern ourselves. So they're going to plead before the state of California, the communist state of California. This is a bunch of, what a waste of time. I guess this has really been goddamn eating at me lately. The shit with that Chelsea Bradley freak Manning shit yesterday. And, you know, I was thinking about it, and I'm sitting there, I'm going, you know, this dirty son of a bitch in 1 hour is going to get, will get more money sent to this freak for this international communist Democrat freak to be running for the Senate than the website From the Trenches has seen in all the years. I mean, what, 7 years of doing this shit in 1 hour? The millions are pouring into that shit. Millions have been poured into this California shit. Any goddamn chance at any kind of a reasonable thought of how this can be corrected is just pushed aside. There's got to be another way other than taking it the way the original Americans took it. Yes, we have demonstrated that we can govern ourselves before we are allowed to govern, said founder Tom Reed. And despite obstacles, doubters, and obvious long odds, the group stands united in their statehood dream, united in their mammon, and united in their common cause for their common fucking clique, and to hell with the rest of this fucking country, and to hell with the people who have been dispossessed, disenfranchised, and made civilly dead, to hell with the people living in goddamn tent cities across this country. These people can rally their cliques, and they can put together millions of dollars so they can do stupid shit like this that will have no consequence. The group is organized with committees and council of county representatives. The same frickin' shit. You know what I'm saying here? Committees. That's communism. And this has nothing to do with fixing this goddamn country or even the state of California or anything else. It's just a bunch of good old boys wanting their control back. The group is organized with committees and councils of county representatives, but say it will take 10 to 18 months before they are ready to fully engage with the state legislature. We'll see about that. Bullshit. China downgrades U.S. credit rating from a triple B to a triple B plus. Warns U.S. Insolvency would detonate next crisis. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Joe STP for discussion. I'm from the Trenches, worldreport.com. And here you have it. You know, China was sitting over there just another, well, shithole, to be honest with you, a communist shithole, until the industrialists, the goddamn traitors, and the international bastards like Donald Trump decided that they were going to go there and make a power out of it. Make a power to, well, just like they did with Russia during World War II, create a goddamn big problem, something that can take the rest of what we have in this goddamn country. And now China is raiding us? Really? Because China was built on the goddamn resources of this country with slave labor in China. And it was all precipitated by goddamn traitors in this country. The ones, you know, the American business, you got to love that corporate and that capitalism thing. Well, oh, man. from Zero Hedge. In its last a reminder that China is a, for now, happy holder of some $1.2 trillion in U.S. Treasuries, Chinese credit rating agency Dangong downgraded U.S. sovereign ratings from A to BBB+ overnight, citing deficiencies in U.S. political ecology. Now, deficiencies in U.S. political ecology and tax cuts. Now, what's happening here is, you know, Harry Reid, they went and stomped his ass, and they still haven't got that land out there. They didn't come down on the Bundys like they were supposed to. They were supposed to be crushed and put in jail for 100 years, and that land was supposed to be turned over to them, and they're going to start turning up the fucking heat. Here's what's happening, people. And tax cuts directly reduce the federal government's source of debt repayment, weakening the base of the government's debt repayment. It says, of debt repayment, weakening the base of the government's debt repayment. Okay. Oh, and just to make sure the message is heard loud and clear, the ratings, which are now level with those of Peru, Colombia, and Turkmenistan, we're with Peru and Colombia and Turkmenistan, and Colombia's got coke. On the Beijing-based agency scale of credit worthiness, have also been put on a negative outlook. Now, see, this is where you're going to start seeing the creditors take control. This is what they've done all along, the bankruptcy of 1933. Man, that's, you know, you were still sovereign, but they, you know, had to create this new constitution because a corporation went bankrupt. A corporation that, in 1933, when the corporation went bankrupt, it should have been goddamn removed. They had obviously embezzled and stole and swindled the people. And so, but rather than that, no, it was just like a big, we formed a new government. It was, you know, made it a straight up corporation. I wrote a new constitution with the 14th Amendment that, you know, took the people's rights away and actually made them the asset that would be borrowed against in the next round of loaning this country into unbelievable, you know, just destructive debt. The bottom line here, think about it, people. You have the goddamn resource. I mean, you're sitting here in the beginning. You're on the real estate that has the richest resources on planet Earth. And you're going to start you're going to run it like a business, they say. You know, this is what, I mean, when they took it from us, it was supposed to be run free enterprise. We were supposed to tap our resources, and we'd have kept, you know, selling to one another within our own borders, and they could have never took any of our country away from us. It would always belong to an American. But what they did was they started this, you know, running it. We're going to run it like a business, and we're going to run it like we're the trustees of a business is really what it comes to. Trustees of an estate, and we're going to run it in like a business and invest. We didn't, I mean, we were rich, filthy, frickin' rich. And well, whoops-a-daisies and oops managements, no, fraud and duplicity. Through fraud and duplicity, we talked today about the $21 trillion debt, and really this is what this shit comes down to, where, you know, with this merger with China. China wants to merge, make no mistake about it, but they want to have goddamn power when they come here. And, you know, there was some kind of, it hasn't been in the news, I just heard one little blip about it, about the wilderness up in Alaska being turned over to them. There was some little problems with that, so they're going to, you know, up the pressure, because China can muscle us around now. The rich, they had shit for resources, people. They had a shit piece of land. And somehow they ended up with everything that belongs to us from our own goddamn resources. Wonder how that could have happened. At any rate, back to the goddamn article. In a statement on Tuesday, Dagong, now we have to think about what the goddamn China's rating us. Think about that. When, you know, Billy Clinton turned over the guidance systems for our IBMs to the goddamn Chinese. I mean, straight, and it was found out. I mean, you talk about espionage. He should have been put up against the wall for what he did. And he did it for money, just straight up a cash deal. I mean, there was no arguing about it. So they took him and they impeached him for having sex with Monica Lewinsky in his office. So now we have the goddamn Chinese, these nobody people. I mean, nothing. Without our resources have, again, like it did in Russia during World War II, we've built a problem for ourselves, a huge problem, using our own resources and making them strong as it's making us weak as they take our industry and shipped it over to China. As we paid to ship the industry over to China to make us weak and make them stronger so that we could have somebody that, well, I think what it's coming down to here, you watch what's going on in the mainstream propaganda machine. And it's just falling apart on them. There's no two ways about it. They're not accomplishing what they want to accomplish. They're not fooling the people. The people won't take it. I mean, the people accepted that charlatan Donald Trump on the absolute promise that every son of a bitch that would come here illegally had to leave. And now he's caught up in that quagmire. Because he's going to have to go and he's going to have to say, I mean, the people just didn't go and jump behind. Well, yeah, let's take that DACA in, man. We're going to get some border security out of it. You know, the Mitt Romney, the John McCain line that they put forth when they were running for president. We're going to do it this time, you see. And even if this, you know, what has come down to that people know that even if they did, you know, go through with this whole little rigmarole with legalizing a few million of them, let's get honest about what it really is, a few million of them followed by about 50 or 60 more million of them with their family members that have been here. Because you have to look the way they do this. I mean, DACA, these children were brought here through no fault. I mean, how many times have you heard that? How many times have I heard through no fault of their own? So we got to give them DACA, and then a part of it is DAPA. That means that you got to take the parents, because you legalize the children. You have to take the parents of those children who did know exactly what they were doing, breaking their law, bringing them here, and these children that are like 23 years old on average, and you got to bring them in because it's their families. We can't break up families unless they're American families. Then a CPS agent can go in because a person refused to give their children shots, rip the children from their parents, and put them in a goddamn foster home full of pedophiles. I mean, there's no, it's also upside down and backwards, and it keeps coming back, you know, to, you know, this grasping for frickin' straws, like with this, that Chelsea Manning shit, man. I mean, if everything that thing put out, everything that it put out that on WikiLeaks, did it change a goddamn thing? And what secrets, I mean, you say you want to encourage these whistleblowers. What whistle are they going to blow that's going to make any goddamn difference? Would you tell me? We know everything they're doing, and everything they're doing is absolutely 110% duplicity, treason, fraud, you name it. But we got to keep playing these frickin' games as China is, you know, coming in and, you know, devaluing your dollar, that ain't our dollar, that's a debt. Well, let's go on into this a little bit because it gets better. Deficiencies in the current U.S. political ecology make it difficult for the efficient administration of the federal government. So the national economic, see what's making it difficult, because the ecology, they're not being administered is our lands over to the goddamn Chinese as promised. And I mean, this will build, like I said, this is falling apart. You look at it, you know, Korea, and it's bullshit with these alerts, you know, like over there in Hawaii day before yesterday or day before that. You know, there's a bomb coming, and then again in Japan the next day, oh, it's all accident. Somebody just tapped the wrong thing. Then they did it in Japan and tapped the wrong thing. They're setting us up, because this is what they've done all the way down the line. When they can't sell their bullshit anymore, then it's time for a big war where you got to go out and fight to save the country. What for? What the fuck would I go out to save? This hellhole? This shithole? Really? It's gonna get crazy, I believe. So national administration of the federal government, that administration that is not being able to fulfill, it's not acting like, it wants to act like a total dictatorship. It would love to come in with those goddamn jackbooted police and stand on people's necks, throw people in political prison and hand this goddamn country over to its debtors over in China, because they've already been paid for it. The goddamn, these internationals who have never had a stake here, never owned it, to sell it. It's they're coming in and, I don't know, selling somebody the Brooklyn Bridge, I suppose, but it's being done right in front of our eyes like the rest of this bullshit. But now, I mean, like I said, this is falling apart. Because they can't, you know, like with the Bundy, the idea, do you think that they didn't understand exactly what they were doing right down the line with the Bundys? The idea was to take the control of that land out there to hand over to the Chinese. And we're going to start hearing more from these Chinese, because they're talking a trade war now. And trade wars often lead to real wars. And you got goddamn North Korea sitting there and people running from the bombs over in Hawaii and Japan and, you know, all this crazy shit. They're setting us up. They're getting ready for this. Because they have lost control. They have completely lost control. You, Donald Trump, you know, with his DACA thing, he doesn't know where to shit or go blind. He doesn't know what to say or say next. He said one thing, and 15 minutes later he said something else, because he went in the back room and somebody told him, are you out of your fucking mind? What little control we had if we had to take this country to war, Mr. President. You ain't going to have nobody show up. You ain't going to have nobody show up and fight. We're going to have to go fight this war. Is that what you want? But I have to do my deals for the contractors. I mean, we're into this up to our neck, and then they're going to shut. Talking about shutting the government down on Friday. Who gives a shit? Goddamn! I know everybody out there that's a trencher. All you people out there going, yeah, shut the whole goddamn thing down for good. Never open it back up again. We'll take our chances with what we got. But the idea of it, look what they're talking about here. You got a big bunch of bastards there in Washington, D.C. talking about shutting the government down because you're either going to accept handing a part of your country over to these foreign nationals or we'll shut the government. I mean, this is what they're telling you. So what I'm saying here is if there was ever any kind of rub between them, even so much as a rub between them, it would be easy to be on the side of the people who do not want these invaders here, wouldn't it? I mean, what Donald Trump could do if he was actually a real president, which he ain't, would say, we're just going to enforce the law. We don't need no more laws. We're not going to do any of this shit. We're going to go ahead and shut the government down and we're going to enforce the laws. But you have a huge group of people, both Republicans and Democrats, because there ain't a goddamn bit of difference in them. They both shit through the same hole. And they're telling you that you have to, you're going to accept these goddamn people. So they're representing these goddamn people. They're representing these goddamn foreigners. That makes them unregistered agents. They're not representing the American people. When they talk about that DACA, they hate to do it, but every once in a while, it's very unpopular. Yeah, it's very unpopular. Nobody goddamn wants it. The American nationals who you work for, who you're supposed to represent, we don't want it. We don't want it. We've made it abundantly clear we don't want it. But would you do it in a chair? Would you do it anywhere? No. We do not want it. But they're stuck with it because the internationals want it. The Republicans, I mean, it's supposed to be Democrats hate Republicans. Republicans hate Democrats, and they're all against each other. And boy, they could just kill each other. But in the end, it seems like they all want the same thing, doesn't it? That is a recolonization of this country with foreigners that they can control. And to kill every goddamn American national who holds the right to this country that they're giving away with total zero authority. It's like selling the Brooklyn Bridge, like I said. I'll sell you the Brooklyn Bridge if you'll buy it, we say to China. China bought the Brooklyn Bridge, only it's a little different because China's got its war machine put together, created through the manufacturer of our raw resources in their country. They've got a military machine that can act. And then if it goes to that, it's going to be full-blown war because you're going to have Russia in it. You're going to have China, and you're going to have the Middle East countries and then Pakistan, because they're talking about going after Pakistan. Yeah, China is talking about going after Pakistan. And it's coming to a head, and it's not coming to a head the right way. I mean, when we started talking about, screw these people. They want to start a war, tell them to go fight it. And you're sitting there and you got pure logic on your side, man. We're not communists, and you still hear people coming up, capitalism. No, this ain't a capitalist country. I'm sorry. You're a traitor is the guy calling it a communist country. How about that? It is not a capitalist country. It was not meant for capital to rule it, for mammon to rule it. It was meant for the free nationals of America to rule it. Under a free enterprise system, not where you capitalize, not where money makes money, where people make money. Capitalism is capital, making money. That means the guy who just has a pile of wealth that was handed to him by his daddy or by his Jewish uncle, he gets a set on his ass and you get to work for him. That's how the capitalism works, okay? It's not good for you and it's not good for me. They were supposed to mint our money so that nobody ever got control of the financial system in this country and could never do what has been done to us. Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, that right there goes right along with what they always do when they call this a democracy. You see how they flip everything?
Yep.
They flip it from one side to the next. You know, this, like you said, it's supposed to be a free market country, not a capitalist country. So yep. They come on the news and they say, oh, we have this capitalism. Then they come on the news and they say, well, we have this democracy. No, you idiot. It's a republic.
Exactly. They want a war of capitalism versus communism. Neither of which is us, neither of which we want, just like the rest of this crap. But they, you know, they think they can set this up on an international scale. Had not been for the internet, they might, you know, they've got away with it again. But people are too awake. People are too awake across the board. They understand the difference. And yeah, when they come up there, when Donald Trump comes up there, this son of a bitch is supposed to have educated himself from the people, directly from the people. Democracy. You hear it every day. It's a democracy. It's a democracy. No, it isn't a democracy. It was founded as a republic. And to call it a democracy is sticking your foot in the water of treason. You're pushing for a collective system when the system in this country is supposed to be an emphasis on the rights of the individual. Come first and foremost. Fuck everything else. If we don't have our rights, we don't want anything else. How about that? Oh, capitalism and democracy. Democracy is communism. Anyways, enough of that crap. Let's see what else we got going here. We're just coming up on the bottom of the hour, but I'll let you know what we're going to talk about when we come back. Government gives San Diego State professor $430,000 to study Latino grocery store purchases. This while our people sit in tent cities where, you know, our people do without American nationals. We got to study what the goddamn invaders eat so that we can make sure that the stores are changed around to accommodate the new colonization force that is going to displace us and take us out to that ditch eventually. You get enough of these foreigners in here, you'll have a whole group of people that will put on the uniform and take you over to that ditch to end this shit for you. At any rate, we are at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
I go.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific time, and that was Social Distortion. Drown Me Slowly, and the band Isn't It Like Being Waterboarded to Death. Government gives San Diego State professor $430,000 to study Latino grocery store purchases. This is from Breitbart. A San Diego University professor was given $430,000 by the federal government to study the grocery store habits of Latino Americans. According to a report from the College Fix professor, Lana Castro of San Diego State College of Business Administration has received a $430,000 grant from the United States Department of Health and Human Services to study the grocery store purchases of Latino Americans. The purpose of the study is to learn how Latino Americans can combat obesity by making healthier choices at the grocery store. And I'm going to read the rest of it. Just hang in there. According to the grant proposal, the study aims to identify the factors that led Latino families to purchase unhealthy items at the grocery store. The proposed research will identify in-store and parent-child factors that influence grocery purchasing behavior, a behavior that occurs multiple times per week and has implications for dietary intake and diet quality through foods and beverages consumed. The modifiability of in-store and parent-child factors makes them excellent intervention targets, and examining their influence on grocery purchasing behavior is innovative and significant. To conduct the study, Castro will follow Latino American families as they walk around the supermarket. She will analyze conversations from the entire shopping trip, particularly those between parents and their children. She plans to utilize eye tracking technology to determine the products that the shoppers' eyes land on first. The grant sets out that the grant sets out that the project hopes to find solutions that will help promote the adoption of healthier diets amongst the Latino population, identifying strategies with the potential to promote the adoption and maintenance of healthier food and beverages. Purchasing is essential for improving health outcomes, including rates of obesity, the grant says. So all the Mexicans are getting fat. You know what? In this country, if you can say I'm hungry in any other goddamn language but English, you're not hungry. If you can say I'm cold and need a place to live in any other language other than English in this country, that's not a problem for you. So let's go. This one here was one we had yesterday we didn't get to get to, but it just falls right into place. About a dozen people arrested for feeding the homeless in El Cajon Park from San Diego Union Tribune. So here we have the San Diego professor getting $430,000 to study what the Mexicans are eating, and the American nationals who speak English outside, well, you can't feed them. We'll put your ass in jail. They're not going to get fat.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
That $430,000 is going to go right into her back pocket.
Of course it is. Of course, it's just handouts. And through the grant system, that's what, you know, we Billy Clinton got rid of the grants, I mean, not the grants, but the allocations from Congress, and went to this grant system where they're handing it out to their communist buddies. But here it is. It's right in San Diego. I mean, how about we take that $430,000 and go feed some of these people because, you know, you don't want their fellow Americans feeding them anything. El Cajon police officers arrested about a dozen people for feeding the homeless at a city park Sunday afternoon. The event was organized by a group called Break the Ban, which formed after the El Cajon City Council unanimously passed an emergency ordinance in October prohibiting the distribution of food on any city-owned property. This is the same place this professor lives. It's getting the $430,000 to see how come the Mexicans are getting fat in this country. City official, this is why the Mexicans are getting fat, because everything's being taken away from the American nationals, and the son of a bitches are getting, you know, the food. I've seen them. Yeah, I mean, you know, they talk about them going in there and buying unhealthy foods. What are they looking? What's catching their eye as they're spending the thousands of dollars out of your and my pocket and food stamps? When you go, me or you go to the store, we're looking what the hell we can goddamn afford, dude, so that we don't starve to death. What, how much can I get of this? You know, how many ounces of this for how much money is it compared to that? So I don't go goddamn hungry. But we got to study why the Mexicans, what are they shopping for when they're going through, filling up three or four, baskets? And, you know, yeah, I watch it happen every time I go to, into Walmart. Three or four baskets just with a goddamn the best of every goddamn thing. Well, the people who are fitting the bill, they, you just eat the goddamn shit off the table. And if you get to where you can't get any food because you're not a god, because you can't speak another language, well, then tough shit for you. If somebody tries to feed you, we'll put them in jail. City officials said the ordinance was a way to protect the public from hepatitis A, but critics have called it a punitive measure to dehumanize and criminalize homelessness. You're being displaced. You see, that's what the deal is here. This is a recolonization. The people are being displaced. You'll see them out on the streets. You'll see them in the tent cities across this country. And, you know, Americans start helping Americans and, you know, trying to get them back on their feet. That's not a part of the goddamn plan, is it? Mark Lane, one of the event's organizers, said about 12 to 15 people were passing out food and toiletries to the homeless at Wells Park on East Madison Avenue when police arrived. About 40 more people, including several lawyers, also were there, but not actively passing out food. Some of those carried signs that had slogans like, "Feeding the hungry is not a crime." None of this shit is a crime. What is a crime is the son of a bitches who think that they can pass an ordinance against it. Well, this is how taking over your country is. And making us a separate California ain't going to change a goddamn thing. It's just going to be another group of thieves getting their share of the booty. While the event was intended to feed members of the homeless, it was also a part of the group's plan to legally contest the ordinance. It was absolutely necessary to break the law until they were willing to enforce it. And you see this law here? You see, this law here says that you can't feed the homeless. You got laws that say people can't invade your goddamn country too, but you know, they're not enforcing them laws. They haven't been enforcing them laws for about 40 years now. So you have an invasion force that has displaced you and put you out on the street. So they're going to make a goddamn law, an ordinance, people. This ain't even a frickin' law. This is a bunch of goddamn good old boys getting together, these goddamn communists getting together and saying, well, you know, we don't want them people. Push these people over here. We're never going to get them in that ditch if you keep feeding them food. We're never going to get them dead and out of our way if you keep allowing them to be fed. But this is enforced. Now, see, this is enforced. It ain't like your borders. This is enforced because it's on you. It's on the weakest people in this goddamn country, so it's enforced. It's a familiar strategy, a legal strategy that played a critical role during the civil rights movement. We don't have a civil rights to eat. We have an absolute goddamn right under the Bill of Rights that you cannot do this shit to us. The ninth article forbids your ordinance, you piece of shit. All you got coming to you is a rope around your neck. Civil rights movement and other social justice movements, Parmalee said. The arrest began at 4:30 p.m. According to a video Parmalee shared on Facebook, a police officer explained to the crowd that the city council had banned food sharing on public property. Well, just don't enforce that law. You do pick and choose which laws that you're going to enforce. Don't enforce the law that says you can't invade this goddamn country and take it over. Enforce the law that says you can't feed an American, can't feed another American. That's the one we want to enforce selectively, arbitrarily. This park is part of city property. Well, I guess that the city must be a separate entity from those people that are standing up on it, huh? This is what, another thing people need to get through their heads when they talk about it's the government, it's the federal government's land. What is the goddamn federal government? Then it has to be separate from the people. If you're distinguishing its ownership from me to that federal government, I guess that isn't a government of, for, and by the people, is it? Couldn't be.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
And you know, another thing for all the cop worshipers, remember, you're not giving these guys a paycheck, so whatever statute and code they're telling people to enforce, they're going to enforce it. So all you cop worshiper out there who worship the cops, that is what they do. No matter how unjust a statute or code is, no matter how unjust a law is, they still going to enforce it.
It's Roman civil law. We're guaranteed English common law, which is public law for private purposes. This is Roman civil law. This is Rome. This is private policy ordinance being enforced as public law on the people when they have zero authority to do it. And you're right. Those are not police. I mean, they are police. They're not peace officers. We're not supposed to have police. This is an unauthorized corporate force is what it is. It is private in nature. That's why they have their own private judicial systems that say that they can, you know, kill one of us. And, well, they were following our procedure. The procedure says the guy looked at you, it looked you right in the eye, and you got nervous. If you feel nervous when somebody looks you in the eye, well, the procedure here says shoot them. Did he follow the procedure? Yes, he did. The person didn't attack. They just said, no, he got scared, and he shot him because he was scared, and that's what the policy says. I mean, this is what we're talking about. This is a private army across this country, private corporate fucking armies, period. They're to protect the corporations from the people because they are eating out our substance and perpetrating tyranny upon us. For lack of a better explanation, everyone who was handing out food, including a 14-year-old child, was arrested, given a misdemeanor citation with a date to appear in court, and released. So now you got these corporate cops on the sidewalk. They arrest you, and they arraign you, and they release you. Really? How far has this got? I mean, I can see, where was that 14th Amendment procedure? I mean, not the 14th Amendment, I mean that fourth article. Process there. Where was that complaint? Where were those affidavits? Well, that was just all done in the cop's head. Because, I mean, when I read this, I just went, wow, really? I mean, it's coming to the point of, hell, they'll tell you it right now. And we got to wait for somebody like Bradley Manning to turn into Chelsea Manning and tell us a secret that we're getting took over. No shit. I think this pretty much, everyone, including a 14-year-old child, was arrested. That means you're arrested. You are arrested, given a misdemeanor citation with a date to appear in court, and that is arrest with a summons from a son of a bitch standing on the sidewalk with a funny outfit on. Zero authority to do any of it. A running violation of every one of you. I mean, every part of your Bill of Rights was violated by this cop just doing that. Oh, I can arrest you and cite you and give you a summons to court and release you because I'm judge, jury, and executioner, apparently, huh? Was that due process of law, people? This is what we talk about. This, I mean, you don't have to know everything about everything. But when you do not meet the procedural due process in the Bill of Rights, you have violated the base law of this country. And this is just some pissant on the street. He's hired by the local committees, the local corporate committees. He's a corporate pig. He comes over here and he's a judge. I mean, he can summon you to court. He can charge you. That makes him the goddamn the district attorney too, don't it? I mean, in the admiralty, it'd have to be because he sure as hell isn't a legitimate complaint, and because nobody done nothing to him. This is about obeying your masters. Oh, enough of this nonsense. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, the Greyhound bus. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I had that one yesterday, too. Greyhound bus crashed, chased by police after illegal immigrant threatens passengers. This is from Fox News. And, man, I'll tell you, with this DACA shit, all you are seeing, I mean, they showed some footage today of this guy. No doubt they were 10 years in getting him deported out of this country. His deportation date finally came around. And in that 10 years, while they were, from the time he was, you know, caught illegally in this country, because that's what they're telling you, 2 years, my ass, 10 years. He done had him a family. He got married, got a wife, got kids and everything. And guys, I'm telling you, they were making him leave. They were going through with his deportation. God, it tore my heart up seeing him ripped from his family. I was sitting there going, you know, they do this for publicity. I mean, it's one in a million that they even, you know, export. And this guy will be back tomorrow. Hell, get real. I mean, you can kill somebody and leave this country and be back the next day. He'll be in a sanctuary city. He might not be right where he was when he left, but he'll be right back in this country, and you know it, I know it, and Trump knows it, and Trump's hair knows it. Greyhound allegedly threatened to shoot and kill fellow passengers on Friday, leading police on a chase that began in Wisconsin and ended in Illinois, and is an illegal immigrant and is now facing terror charges. Big whipping ass deal. Do you know what they didn't say in this article that I heard on another on the mainstream stupid box? Five times deported. You think five times deported, and he's back in. You know, it comes up, and this was a bizarre story. That's why I, you know, brought it up yesterday. Ain't nothing unusual about, you know, some drunk spick doing something stupid. But the bus driver is what fascinated me. The police responded to a call around 9:40 p.m. Friday from a bus passenger who claimed there was a person threatening to kill people. Fox 6 reported, citing the Rayson County Sheriff's Department. Margarito Vargas Rosa, 33, of Chicago, was reportedly pacing the aisle toward the back of the bus and appeared to draw what passengers thought was a weapon from his waistband. Deputies with the Milwaukee and Kenosha County Sheriff's Office both attempted to pull the bus over, but the driver didn't stop the vehicle. That's what I mean. This is going on and on. This, well, maybe he didn't speak English. Maybe he was from another country too.
You're talking about a captive audience.
Oh, I'm here to tell you. I mean, this is going on in the bus. Apparently, the bus driver knew nothing about it, and he's going down the road with a... Well, let's go on here. It was. I mean, they never did explain this completely either. Rasson County Sheriff Christopher Schameling said the bus driver thought it was a training exercise by law enforcement or thought he was going to stop someone. Passenger Patrick Todd told the Chicago Tribune that the bus occupants were confused by the driver's action and kept yelling at him to pull over. Authorities ultimately used spike strips to flatten the vehicle's tires, which forced it to stop on Interstate 94 near the Illinois community of Wadsworth. While the bus eventually stopped, the driver, according to Dodd, didn't stop after the first spike strip. He went on to Illinois before hitting the second spike strip. What? Can you see this occurring?
That's because he was an illegal bus driver.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, they wouldn't clear up. They really kind of hushed this up real fast. And I'm going, what in the hell? Because, you know, we've been hearing about the buses down in Mexico, you know, jumping up and attacking people and what might have you. Maybe he just came right on over the border and kept on going. Okay. Another passenger, Terrence Williams of New Jersey, said he thought police were escorting the bus, not realizing what was. How can you be? I mean, I rode a bus, man, from here clear to West Virginia and back. And I got to tell you, how in the hell could this have been going on inside the bus? And evidently nobody knew it was going on. This is remarkable. I mean, it's not like you've got separate rooms or anything. It's just a bus.
I have a solution.
Okay, I'm listening.
You put TSA at the Greyhound bus station.
Ow. A little butt fingering, huh? Okay, that probably would cure everything. That's where we. Okay, the law is you see emergency lights, you pull over, Williams said. The police were in front of us. They were in back of us. I think he ultimately recognized that this was a serious event when we spiked his tires, Schmeling said of the driver. Really? I mean, can you guys see this happening? I mean, I want to know who that bus driver was. I want to know if he was even, I mean, maybe he didn't understand. Maybe he'd been here 2 days and just thought it was, you know, just some cars with some cool lights cruising around with him. Vargas Rosa was ordered off the bus at gunpoint, according to a Fox 6, and was taken into custody without its incident. Schmaling said the man made threats to law enforcement as he was being transported to jail. Officials didn't locate a weapon on Vargas Rosa, but said the bus will be thoroughly searched. None of the 40 aboard the bus were injured. Vargas Rosa is in the U.S. illegally and was previously deported to Mexico in 2012. Five times he'd been deported, people. The Daily Herald reported Vargas Rosa reportedly faces charges on felony terrorist threats and disorderly conduct, and he'll be right back here as soon as he gets down. As soon as they process him and give him a ride down to Mexico, he'll go right back up to one of the sanctuary cities, the mini sanctuary cities. He'll be right back on another bus. You know, a friend of mine, when we were young, a friend of mine took a Greyhound. I mean, it was just sitting at the bus station, and he was wiped clear out of his mind on alcohol. And he jumped in that sucker. It was up in Portland, I think it was. Portland or Eugene, I can't remember. It's been a lot of years. And he took it for a ride. He did about 4 months in jail for it, but he took it for a ride. Nobody on board, though, just him. I guess he had fun. And now I'm all out of articles, so if anybody has anything they'd like to bring up, please do. We'll end the show early if you don't.
Henry?
There you go.
I'm looking at the bright side. Now, instead of going to Home Depot to get people to do garden work, now I know I can just go down to the Greyhound bus station.
Well, there you go, man. No, they've been talking about, you know, like you said, putting TSA at the bus stops. You know, they're doing it on the trains. I mean, I think about how things were just even, 10 years ago. And 10 years ago, it was bad. Last time I flew on a plane was out of Denver when I was driving truck. I had to come back for my son's wedding, and another fella picked the truck up there in Denver, and I jumped a plane. And when I went through the security thing, I was like, my God, I mean, what has it come to? It had been years and years and years since I'd been on a plane. And you know, they lock you in, like, these corridors. And if you had to go over to another corridor for something, then you got to go clear back through all this goddamn security again. But in the meanwhile, you know, the guys with, you know, underwear bombs, you know, they come and they're escorted past the TSA. The TSA didn't exist at the last time I went. I mean, I couldn't have handled that. Somebody touched me, man. It's one thing I will not endure. And I mean, I would be there, you know, saying, you better get a goddamn warrant. I'd probably end up dead or, you know, fighting a bunch of them. But, at any rate, you know, they're wanting to put it into the train stations, where you're going to go and you're going to let the TSA agent play with you a little bit before you can get on the train, and you know, monitoring the people on the train. I mean, this whole surveillance society, it was, I mean, predicted back when they were really talking about it, you know, let's say 20 years ago when it was first coming into its own. I mean, to think, you know, they told the fantastic stories of, you know, the Orwellian shit that we're experiencing today. And, you know, it's all come to fruition. There's a camera watching you everywhere you go. You go into those Walmarts now, and the advertising, the little things, you even notice those, the little screens, you walk by something. Hey, weren't you looking at this on your computer the other day? We just picked it up from your facial recognition.
Those things kill me, especially when I go in there stoned because I think I'm hearing voices, and then I turn around, there's a stupid thing talking to me.
Yeah. But, you know, they do. I'm telling you, it is stuff like, you know, I've had people come up because they get it, like, something dirty in the advertising on the flash ads. And I say, well, I've seen this nasty stuff. Well, it's been my experience that what I see on those is what I've been typing in on my computer. Not to say anything, but I don't know, guys. At any rate, man, we've made it to the top of the hour, and it wasn't really a real newsy news day, but, I mean, it's just the same duplicity another day, but, hey, we were here. And that being said, it is the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, stay tuned, because I got my brother Spike Timmons coming up on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio with Hammering the New World Order, and you don't want to miss it. Anyways, keep your left up. That is The Word from the Trenches.